This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. What does Joe Biden think about this crisis? You know, at a time like this, you want to hear kind of, from elected leaders and those looking to be elected leaders, you want a little bit of comfort, you want a little bit of concern, you want a little bit of maybe a motivation on, hey, this could be better and we ought to do this. Did we get this from Joe Biden?
We cannot let this. We've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
I'd love to pay somebody $1 million to decipher what exactly he was trying to say there. I have no idea, but I just thought I'd share that.
16.
Yeah.
22, 21.
By the way, he meant to say 1918.
1918, yeah.
He's talking about the flu.
Yeah.
The Spanish flu. And oh, my gosh. He used to be a senator in the North Dakota legislature. Now he's a congressman. Kelly Armstrong joining us momentarily. You let me know when Kelly's raring to go there, Dan the man. And we will also chat at the bottom of the hour with... I got to spend a little time each day on every show talking about the future and the comeback and the things that are that'll come after the coronavirus episode. And we're doing that today with drones, planes, and people. And talk to our friends Tommy Kenville from EyeSight RPV Services, Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky, and Nick Flom today will join us as well from the Test Site Authority that's up in Grand Forks. So we're looking forward to that coming up on the program. I have one travel alert here, southbound on I-29, exit I-164. I sound like Joe Biden here. Southbound on-ramp on I-29, exit 164, north of Grand Forks is temporarily closed. All right? And that's just due to water. About 20 miles north of Grand Forks, water on the roadway. So that's an issue. Be careful. It's the southbound on-ramp and then the northbound off-ramp, I-29, at exit 64, remains closed. The ramps will be closed until river levels recede. Motorists still need to take an alternative route. Okay? So that's the plan there. Is your phone ringing, Dan?
I'm on.
Oh, Kelly's here. Okay, good. Well, Kelly told me he was on. Nobody else did, but that's that's good. Waiting to hear in my ear. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, hello. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Scott.
Thank you for the time. Appreciate it very much. I wanted to start with a letter related to the package that you guys passed on relief. And it comes from someone that is in the business community that I think has, folks would agree, some credibility on this issue. Jill Berg, who has Sphereon. She's actually a franchisee with Sphereon. Here's what they are concerned about right now. As a very concerned small business, the recent CARES legislation has me deeply concerned about the long-time effects of the unemployment insurance plus the recovery period. Finding people to go to work has gotten even more challenging in recent days due to the rich unemployment insurance packages being thrown at furloughed employees. In addition, the CARES Act may eliminate franchisees who are not on the SBA-approved list, which would be devastating for many franchisees across the country. We need your help in getting access so this can be fixed the issues that are impacting small businesses, not only in the near future, but in the long term. Thanks for your voice and your connections to get our voices heard. So Jill asked us to dig into this, and you're the first voice a touch on the legislative side of this. First of all, the unemployment thing, that was a concern, wasn't it?
it still is a concern. There's a couple different ways to look at that. One, when the federal government tries to shore up unemployment, it gets to be pretty difficult because 50 states have 50 different unemployment systems. So what they did was they back-ended that with that $600. While for lower wage employees in different places and that will be good for them, particularly people who work for tips, that type of thing, where it really could be problematic. And I think it really is a concern is they, while they're not working, this will help them survive. But when our economy comes back on, provided they continue to draw on that, there may be, and this is what the senator, Republican senators were talking about, an unintended incentive for them to make more money not in the workforce, and that cannot happen. The second question about franchisees is actually working with a congressman from Oklahoma, Kevin Hearn, trying to figure out the best way to approach that, because that is a real concern. And we know things like this are going to happen. When you try and pass a package this big, this quickly, there are things that are going to get missed. And that's where I personally think we really need to concentrate on phase four, is how we capture those sectors of the economy that weren't adequately protected in phase three or phase two.
Now, the $600 kicker, remind me why that was added. Was it a case of, well, normally when you have unemployment insurance, you wouldn't get, you know, dollar for dollar what you were getting paid, but because this is happening as a result of, you know, government telling businesses to shut down, they'd shore that up. Is that why there was the extra dollars there?
Yeah, and it really was a negotiation between Democrats and the White House, and it was a way to make sure that, the closest we can get them to solvent during this crisis. And for that, it will probably do a lot of good, which is a good thing. Where it will hurt is when we're trying to get the economy back online and hire people, and there are incentives. And it's not just in the service industry, but ag labor is another concern for that as well. The key to that is to make sure that the term stays as short as it is, which is 2 months, and then we figure out what the best way to approach it again is.
I don't know. I just don't see North Dakota as that kind of place that people would say, hey, I'm good. I got unemployment. I'll sit on the couch here and watch Netflix. I hope I'm wrong, but hope I'm not wrong. I really hope they do that. And you mentioned agriculture. I've heard from a number of farm operations that, you know, obviously travel being difficult, a lot of times farm labor comes from other places. Now they can't. And meanwhile, you have people unemployed. What a great opportunity to go to work for a, you know, good paying job and in a wonderful industry that could start a relationship for a long, long time. But they're having trouble getting them.
Absolutely, and that starts right now. We have to keep our food supply chain going. I mean, that will be up and running throughout this whole process. It has to be.
So how long is the $600 kicker added to unemployment for?
2 months.
Okay. So it's the same term,
essentially the same term as the bill.
And you could, in phase four, could change that then, right?
Yeah, I mean, whatever has deadlines will have to be dealt with. It's 2 months or I got to look it up now. I will find it and make sure that's right. But or until the national pandemic is over.
Question from Craig on fuel prices for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Craig.
Kelly, I have a question for you that I just come by the Patriot up here by Alexander Grassy Butte area, and fuel is $2.68 a gallon. I can go 40 miles away, and it's $2.02. I'm just wondering why such a big difference. You know, if the price of fuel is, or oil is way down, why doesn't that follow the market? Is it because there's still oil field people working?
No, a lot of it depends on, so the price of oil coming off the wellhead and the price of refined product are, I mean, they'll track and they'll go up and down together. But a lot of it depends on how much those stations paid for that gas, when they had it, what price they paid for it. It doesn't happen in real time. And so they do track, but they don't track necessarily as quickly as most people think. It's one of the things I think people forget about the oil industry is it's not one industry. it's very different. And depending on what company and how they do their gas and diesel purchases compared to another company, there are very different reasons why that would occur.
Well, they had they just had a tanker come in, and the tanker is unloading now. But the other issue is that if the oil goes up a dollar, they jerk that price right up right away. So I understand that they might have fuel that they have to make a profit margin on, and they've still got that 268 in the tank. But when they're filling that up with this cheaper fuel, why isn't that price reflective?
Well, but some of them aren't, and that's what I mean. Some of different companies do it differently. Some companies buy their gas on roving prices. Other people buy their gas. I mean, it's just like hedging oil. Some people hedge their oil for 8 months, 6 months. Some people don't hedge it at all. You'd really have to understand how that company does their purchases before you know where it is.
Craig, appreciate the call. Henry in Fargo and Todd in Bismarck. Question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong and others. Welcome.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To get going there. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kelly Armstrong here taking your questions. 271-1100. The number for the flag. Todd's standing by at 258-0550. Number for K-Fire 550. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by the University of Mary. Times of uncertainty bring both stress and opportunity. And while we all search to adapt to new ways of living and working, we can also search for opportunities to do something positive during these stressful times. If you can find that spot, you're going to come out of this bigger and better than ever before. Facing challenges, people respond by adapting and innovating. They find ways to stay connected. They do constructive things. They make times of uncertainty bear fruit for the future. And that's where the University of Mary comes in. If you've ever wanted to expand your skills, didn't feel you had the time to devote to it, U Mary wants to serve you. Whatever area interests you, business to counseling, healthcare to education, online certificate and credential programs will help you achieve your goals. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. They'll waive the application fee. Visit online.umary.edu/certificates. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, and you dug into the unemployment benefits that last until when, did we say?
End of 2020, and it's kind of based on the projections that the coronavirus would affect the conversation for months. So it does have a hard deadline. I was wrong saying it was only 2 months. It's at the December 31st, 2020.
That's something you could change, though, right? If it looks to be that it is incentivizing people to stay out of the workforce, could you change that?
We will. If that is what is happening, I will be one of the ones advocating for that as quickly, I mean, as we can. But, I mean, first and foremost, we need to get our economy up and running, which means we have to get a handle on this virus. And North Dakota's numbers have stayed pretty steady, which is good. New York's have actually dropped, which is really good. So we'll see how we come out of this as we continue to move forward.
Two pillars of North Dakota's economy, agriculture and energy. Can you give me a nugget of hope on each based on the additional impact from this event, what you see coming out of it being considered? First in ag?
Well, ag, first of all, we need to make sure that our independent producers can qualify for the PPP, and we're working with Farm Credit and community bankers to make sure that can happen. Also, there will probably have to be some direct strategic things specific for ag as we continue down phase four. Oil, I mean, North Dakota shale producers have proved the market's wrong before, and we will do it again. It's going to be tough out here for a while, but we have the best reserve in the world, best shale reserve in the world. We have the best people in the world. We have a governor and a state government that understands the impact of the industry. So my concern in the short term really is, I mean, there's a lot of people talking about the strategic stuff. My concern more is with the infrastructure type employees in the oil industry, because when this does ramp up, we need to make sure we have haulers and truckers and fencers and wireline operators and the types of people, because if that infrastructure really gets hurt, then it's going to be a lot harder for us to ramp back up when the price comes back.
Rudy in New Salem for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Rudy.
I got a couple of questions. I was listening to a fellow speak on the radio yesterday afternoon, and he was talking about the Small Business Administration loans that they're doing through the banks. And he said, from what he has read, been able to read on it, there's so many I's to dot and T's to cross that the odds of people being able to get these things forgiven is pretty, pretty slim, because there's all kinds of pitfalls. He put it like putting a carpet over a hole. He said the odds are you're going to fall in and you're not going to get anything. I was wondering if the congressman knew anything about that.
Yeah, I just think he's mistaken. Our local community banks, and we were on the phone with them constantly last week, pretty much all day, every day. And if you'd have told me on Wednesday that the rollout would have worked as well as it did on Friday, I would have been very skeptical. But This is designed to get capital into these companies. These loans are backed by the SBA. We did learn some things from the 2008 financial crisis, and one of them was that if it's overly regulated and overly complex, two things happen. One, the capital doesn't get out quick enough, and two, it's only the big guys that can participate in it. Well, the exact opposite has been true as we've been moving through here. It's not without glitches, and that's to be expected, but it is going pretty well. And these loans, provided you are maintaining your employees and doing the things, will turn into grants.
Why do they say that the debt might be forgiven or may be forgiven rather than give? Do they give specific guidelines under?
Yeah, you have to keep your employees. Yeah, you have to keep your employees, right, Kelly?
plus 25% for other expenses. And yeah, and even if small businesses have to make decisions, if you employ 10 people and you have to lay off one or two, they prorate what ends up becoming part of the grant. I think that part of the program is going to work well, and people understand that it has to work well. So it's actually, as far as these go, the rollout was, I mean, the ramping up to implementing it happened in record speed, and the program is simple enough in its place that the money is actually going to get to the people they need it to be, to get to, and that's our small businesses in our community. And that money for your pay, for maintaining your payroll and the 25% on top will be forgiven and turned into a grant.
And by the way, the smaller the bank, the more locally connected they are. I think Kelly's analogy that we talked about earlier was the ones that actually write checks to little league teams and stuff like that that are connected versus the big, you know, names on stadiums and everything else. You're going to have a lot better luck with little ones. There's no doubt about it. You know, you're going to get one-on-one service.
And the way this works is the fees are paid, but they're not paid by the borrower, and that's how the banks, I mean, get somewhere close to whole in this whole deal. But even then, the rate is only 0.5%. So, I mean, there is a lot of benefits to doing this right now, particularly if you're one of those businesses that has been asked to shutter your doors to stop this COVID-19 deal.
Todd and Bismarck, go ahead for Kelly Armstrong.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to talk about the landlords out there. We currently have a couple of apartment buildings in Bismarck, and came to April and quite a few people not being able to pay rent. So what we did, we took it upon ourselves to forgive that for the month of April. What, looking down the road, if we have to do that again, is there going to be any relief for landlords and people that are renting apartments and houses?
Well, first of all, thank you for working with your tenants. That's the kind of thing that makes me proud to be from North Dakota, because it is a tough time right now. And secondly, yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things I think that has been demonized, and California has done this a little bit, is acting like everybody who owns apartment buildings or those types of things is either that big, nefarious, large corporation or some kind of a slumlord. And those things are not the case. A lot of people who are landlords are small business owners just like everybody else. So that would be my first thing, is make sure that if you qualify, the PPP is part of that. And then secondly, yes, we have to have a conversation about those things, because when you start putting these rent freezes on and these types of things at a statewide level, the secondary effects are, I mean, landlords have debt, landlords have mortgages on their buildings. This is all part of the conversation, and it just doesn't stop.
Makes sense. Todd, appreciate the call, and we'll have Kelly back longer next time, I promise, on What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Kelly.
Prices have dropped. Now's the time to get your bulk fuel storage tank from True North Steel. True North Steel has been providing tank solutions for over 75 years. Contact your salesperson today at TrueNorthSteel.com. Tanks range from 300 to 12,000 gallons and double or single wall. Built for vertical and horizontal installation, ensuring to meet your application needs. Their custom-designed tanks meet STI certifications. Reserve yours today at TrueNorthSteel.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams urging Americans to keep following the 30-day White House guidelines to slow the spread of coronavirus. He says social distancing will be key to getting the control of it. But he also had some hopeful news in an appearance on this morning's NBC Today show.
I know that I helped America understand this was going to be a hard and a tough week, but I also wanted them to understand that we've had hard weeks, we've had hard times in our country before, and we've come together, and America is coming together to battle this disease, and we are starting to see progress.
An encouraging milestone reached in China, where the pandemic began, with no new coronavirus deaths reported yesterday on its mainland for the first time since January. This morning has seen a second straight day of strong early gains on Wall Street, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks
1 o'clock
down,
this afternoon, Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney, West Fargo Mayor Bernie Dardis, and Cass County Commission Chair Chad Peterson. There's others as well. They do this kind of the Cass entities, Cass County entities, and I'm hearing that there will be some additional enforcements on the different orders related to, you know, stay home, stay safe, be North Dakota smart. So I don't know what the additional, I don't think it'll be a full-blown shelter in place for Fargo only or Cass County only, but it sounds like there's something there coming. So we will follow that for you right here on the program. Texter says, did you hear... This is, I'm bringing this up, the additional enforcements based on this text. And this text says, did you hear Dr. Birx last night and her recommendations for people staying at home? I did. I thought it was the most common sense thing. It was at the White House briefing. And I love the fact that she is saying this. So let me just play this for you and make note of this. And I think we don't need any extra... shelter in place this, or, you know, we're going to do this different, or call it that, or, you know, just use common sense, and most of these recommendations are already out here, but here's what she said.
You know, out of respect for every single healthcare worker that's on the front line, whether they're a nurse, a doctor, a respiratory therapist, the phlebotomist, the person to come in the rooms to clean, you know, out of respect for them, we as Americans should be doing everything possible. And what I meant was, if you can consolidate, if you can send one person, the entire family doesn't need to go out on these occasions. We really need, this is a highly transmittable virus. We've been saying that we want every American to know that what they're doing is making a difference, but we need to have solidarity of commitment from everyone to really, so, you know, maybe once every 2 weeks, we can do a grocery store and pharmacy shop for the entire family. So it was really about, we have to do everything we can. I know I see on the TV stations the level of human suffering in the hospitals. We need to take care of each other now as Americans and do everything that's in those guidelines. And I know they're tough. I know incredibly how tough they are. My grandchild of 10 months got a fever of 105 this weekend. I'm the doctor, and I couldn't get there. I mean, so I'm trying to explain to my daughter how to listen to her lungs, that she's coming out. Yeah. But, you know, we're all, and that's just an illustration, and I know you all are making sacrifices, and I guess I want everyone to take this seriously. So that was really a call of seriousness of how important this is and how we're starting to see the impact, but you can see what can happen when you come at this a little bit too late.
I thought that was really good in the way of, number one, connecting it to the healthcare workers out of respect for them, right? This is these folks have no choice. They're there fighting this. So if you go make the problem worse, you're spitting in their face. And then I think also just some of those recommendations about, you know, how often you go to the grocery store or whatever. One thing that I saw this weekend as I was doing our shopping, weekly shopping, and that was parents, as in moms and dads, out with their kids, like nothing's, you know, hey, mom, I want the Reese's Pieces. I want that, you know, I mean, just, no. One person could go in and shop. The rest of the family can stay in the car or stay at home. That's just sort of common sense. You want to go, wow. Anyway, I thought you did a nice job. So thanks for the question, and you got your answer, and I think a good one. We are going to be very vigilant here on the program about talking about post-COVID-19, looking at our economy, looking at the ways we can bring it back stronger and bigger than ever. And you know, we do a monthly segment called Drones, Planes, and People with our friends Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky and Tommy Kenville from MySite RPV Services. They even brought a special guest today. Nick Flom is with us as well. So, gentlemen, nice to have you on the program. How are you doing?
Good, Scott. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
So, Tom, tell us a little bit about your special guest today and why you brought Nick today to join us on Planes, Drones, Planes, and People.
I thought, Scott, that, you know, it's important for us, like you mentioned, it's really important for all of us to kind of continue to also look forward, do the things we need to do now to help keep the health workers safe, but also let's look forward to a time when things will be a little bit more normal, relatively speaking. So I thought it would be a good time for us to talk with Nick Flom about the statewide UAS network. And there are certainly things that it can be applied to right now with respect to the coronavirus and flooding, but also to look forward on how drones are going to impact the North Dakota economy.
And Nick, talk a little bit about that from the standpoint of a statewide UAS network. All of this started with a test site, obviously administered out of Grand Forks and University of North Dakota and Grand Sky that you've been in charge of, and it is broadened statewide. The radar investment that the last legislative session put in was put in west and east, which I thought was great, just recognizing that a lot of that activity would be out west. But talk about the statewide footprint. How has it grown?
Yeah, thanks for having me on this morning, Scott, and thanks, Tom, for the invite. You know, we go back to the last legislative session. We had some, you know, really forward-leaning and, you know, very cooperative legislators who knew that we need to have a way to diversify the economy, you know, and, you know, bring that technology piece into play. And that's really what the statewide, you know, network is going to be able to enable is, you know, give us that footprint in the UAS technology industry across North Dakota. You know, we're still, you know, we're still pushing ahead. If anything, right now, you know, even more reason to show the success of this program. We've brought on systems integrators to help us with the deployment, starting in Western North Dakota. As we start to see a lot of the use cases really start to emerge in the drone activity, we're seeing, you know, really what kind of benefit drone delivery could have, especially as people are isolated. And, you know, we're trying to have that social distancing. This is a great time to show the value of drone delivery, but we're also seeing, you know, conversations that we would like to have in the future with the Department of Health as we see testing capabilities, having all the COVID-19 tests having to be done, you know, centrally in North Dakota through Bismarck, and we're trying to get all these different tests from across the state. You know, is that something that drone delivery could enable in the future? And we think, you know, absolutely. And if we just throw one more, you know, piece on the puzzle right now, we have the Red River, you know, flooding efforts going on. That's another, you know, type of opportunity that we can have the statewide network help enable.
Tom Sawyer, you mentioned, too, that in a crisis like this, the flooding that Nick just mentioned, this is a prime example where these are assets that are now available that weren't otherwise available. What do you think is the shining star of that? What is the best example of things we can do that we otherwise wouldn't be able to do or that would be much more costly?
You know, Scott, I think that the shining star is that it replaces the need for people to put themselves, drones replace the need for people to put themselves in harm's way. Whether it's county engineers or city engineers looking at flood impacts, getting that aerial view and not having to get in trucks and go to the farther flung areas of the county to find where flooding is happening, to see where risks are. We want to keep people safe. And so I think drones represent an immediate response capability to get imagery, to help understand the situation as it unfolds, and to get information to the people that really need it most, whether it's to find the best evacuation routes or how to vector in emergency responders, or as Nick described, even as simple as being able to deliver groceries maybe to people cut off by flooding. I think drones, the shining star for drones is it's an immediate emergency response capability that can tackle an unbelievably large number of tasks.
Tom Kenville, you have EyeSight RPV Services, and I know you're doing a lot of work around the upper Midwest. I love that innovative project in McKenzie County where you're flying the roads rather than, okay, it's so much amount of rain, that means we need to shut down the roads. You actually go look at them, decide do they need to be shut down or not, because that's a huge impact on the city. Is there an equivalent on that for the flood side as well, where you can, you know, gauge the problem and inform decisions of the county and state officials?
Scott, today we have five guys doing the flood mission. We're going to cover the valley from South Dakota to Manitoba today. We have three drones up and an airplane. We're doing a project for Red River Basin Commission and Cass County Joint Water Resources along with Ellingson Companies, 18,000 acres around Fargo today. So, you know, again, like Nick and Tom said, there's so many things we can use drones for to keep people out of the way. We're actually using both drones and planes today, but great imagery, great data, and we're working with Nick and the test site out in that McKenzie County project as well to advance the technology. So exciting times for North Dakota and the drone industry, you know.
I mean, by and large, drones do social distancing pretty well, but what about the operators? How has the whole coronavirus guidelines changed what you do, Tommy?
You know, we're following the CDC rules. We are flying. We're essential energy infrastructure support. So I guess we're lucky to be in that space at this difficult time. Our guys, I talk with every one of them every day. Now we have 20 of them. So I'm busy on the bat phone. But so far, so good. You know, they're working hard and they're staying safe and we're in remote areas. I mean, I think drone pilots invented social distancing. I mean, they don't see anybody, right? The data goes up in the cloud. So far, so good, but difficult times.
Eric in Valley City wanted to weigh in here. Eric, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, Scott. This is Eric from PetroServe USA in Valley City.
Well, one of my favorite stops along I-29, Eric. How's things going there today?
Good. I haven't seen you in a while, so I figured I'd just call and check in real quick.
No, I'm alive and well. I just haven't been traveling much because I'm following the guidelines. But I thought about coming out that way one of these days and, you know, high-fiving some truckers with our masks on or something. But nothing like one of those great Valley Meats burgers at the PetroServe USA. I-94. So, I said I-29, but it's I-94, exit 292. Thanks, Eric. Quick break. We're going to talk about the future in this industry with our guests when we continue.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Swan Buick GMC Cadillac committed to the health and well-being of their employees and you. They are open. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the best products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions in both sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. Just shop, click, and drive at SwanBuickGMC.com. In fact, for qualified credit, 0% APR for 84 months, plus 120-day deferred payments. We care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Back with Drones, Planes, and People. Chat with Tommy Kenville of EyeSight RPV Services, Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky, and Nick Flom from the UAS test site, and a commission that that is fueling a lot of the future. And I want to talk about that here today because, you know, we obviously have a very serious health situation right now. All the communities in some form of, very different universe than we're used to, all right? That's going to continue, by the way, we mentioned earlier, but 1 o'clock today, Fargo Mayor Dr. Tim Mahoney, West Fargo Commission President Bernie Dardis are going to issue individual stay-home, save-live directives. That'll be 1 o'clock at the Fargo City Commission today. We'll have that live on AM 1100 for you today. The directives pertain to strategies for slowing the spread of COVID-19 virus in Fargo and West Fargo and issue an urgent call to action for all residents. Cass County Commission Chair Chad Peterson, Fargo Park Board President Jerry Rosted will speak in support of the directive. So that'll happen at 1 this afternoon. And it sounds to me like what it is just basically saying, here's the directives in place. We don't feel are being followed, so we're going to start enforcing those now. I don't know that it'll be new directives and anything different that is currently in place, but it will be some sort of enforcement mechanism from what we've learned. So stay tuned for all of that. Let me start with Nick on this one. Nick, I really see this obviously as a space that provides such great promise for our economy going forward, and we're really on the cutting edge with it, given the synergy with UND and Grand Sky and Northrop Grumman and the early folks that came in, General Dynamics, no doubt about it. Do you see anything in what we've gone through here, which is going to change so much of our economy going forward, as being something you easily point to as saying, wow, this is now going to play a bigger role than we thought in bringing our economy back?
Yeah, I really do. I think that, we're seeing challenges when we start to look at the rural health component of everything and the isolation that, a lot of the communities, across the state feel, both from a health standpoint and also from, their normal types of, getting groceries and, that type of accessibility. And you start to look at, what we can do from, I'll even call it like a cargo delivery side of things, a little bit more than package delivery. North Dakota, we don't have a last mile problem that, New York City or Minneapolis has that Amazon's trying to get. We have a last 100-mile problem. We have, issues trying to, get packages in a timely manner out to a lot of the different communities. And, that really starts to get escalated. We're seeing that right now. And I think we're going to, there's a lot more acceptance of different ways. Everyone's finding new creative ways on how to do things right now. I think we're going to be a little bit more open-minded of, maybe a drone flying is to do this. It becomes a really essential tool and, it can help out a lot of the, economies and help out, a lot of the different small towns, especially when we start looking at what it can do for rural medicine.
Do you anticipate in the ecosystem that's grown and grown and grown there continued hiring? Is this is there a labor need?
Yeah, I think that we're going to see that this is going to be one of those areas that, right now, things that are not going away, the things that we're supporting, agricultural side, we're talking about how we're still going to need to get, the farmers out in the field this spring and the components that, drones can have with that. We're seeing the logistical side of everything happening right now. Who's doing the major hiring is, the retailers that are in the distribution side of things, and we're going to need, to continue that. So I look at, we have, our North Dakota Department of Transportation. We have guys like Tommy, ourselves, out there, using drones, more so right now to fight the flood that's going on. More and more use cases, more and more acceptance. I don't see that, we're going to be slowing down anytime soon. This isn't a fad. This isn't a, kind of like a neat, concept type of idea. This is actually helping, and we're going to just see more momentum roll on.
All right, quickly, I want to get to this similar question to both Toms here. Tommy, you see the future being brighter as a result of the challenges here, that this is ever more something that's going to contribute to our economy reviving?
Yeah, Scott, I mean, we've hired six people, bought a business in Fargo and expanding to Watford in May. I mean, we're going to keep growing. We're in the 24 employees now. It's so, like I've said many times before, it's so exciting to keep the young tech talent in North Dakota. Nick's hired a lot of young tech talent, kept them here. It's exciting times ahead, and Grand Sky is doing the same, so it's exciting.
And Tom, same at Grand Sky?
Certainly, from a Grand Sky perspective, we anticipate hiring five or six people
this year, as soon as we can kind of get back out of some social distancing and people can start working together, our research and development activities will pick up considerably. And Northrop Grumman and General Atomics both have, for hire, looking for help notices out. So, I don't think hiring is going to slow down because of this. I think it might just, help a lot of companies change direction. I think people are going to become much more accepting of drones, and people are going to say, hey, that drone can solve my problem that I need right now if something like this were to happen again.
That's what we like, a little bit of positive news to wrap up today's What's on Your Mind, right? God bless you folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Land and equipment auctions are what we do at Pfeiffer's. Our team of auctioneers, marketing staff, and real estate agents are the best in their profession. Nobody gets better results. Pfeiffer's April equipment and land auctions feature newer model farm equipment and trucks. The land? Well, it is land you will want to own. During the next few weeks, most of these notable equipment and land auctions are being offered online. View all equipment and land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.